صلى الله على النبي الأمي رحمة الله يا رحمة الله. This is the poem of الزروق رحمه الله. شهاب الدين أبي العباس أحمد بن أحمد البرنسي رحمه الله. He lived in the year 846 to 899. Quite splendid. We were encouraged by a great scholar recently. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh al-Mishri. He shared this with us. It's a Mubarak night, meaning a Thursday. That is a Friday. The Friday starts from Maghrib. So one of the greatest amals on this day is salutations upon our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ula al-nasi bi yawm al-qiyama aktharukum alayya salatan." Who narrates this hadith? Man yarwi hadha al-hadith? Said Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Inna lillah malaikatan sayyahin yuballighuni an ummati as-salam." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the earth, there's angels traveling, touring, traversing. Wherever they hear durood, they come straight to me. So from here, straight to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conveying our salams to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our beloved is alive. He responds, "Fulan bin Fulan sent the salutations to you, O the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That's why we ask Allah, "Allahumma salli وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما اختلف الملوان وتعاقب العصران وكر الجديدان واستقل الفرقدان وبلغ روحه وأرواح أهل بيته وصحابته منا التحية والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا." Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullahi would encourage, "Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana wa ala ala Sayyidina Mawlana salatan tunjina biha." Sama'atum bihada? Salamat. Kana Shaykh Sima Rahimahum yukthir bin hada. Wa yakul bi barakati hada Allah anjahum min al-gharq. Kana Shaykh Safila wa gharqu atna'a al-harb al-alamiyya al-thaniya. Kana raji' min al-Hind لنشر الدين ولتعليم الدين ولإحياء الدين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها. Who knows this durood? صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات. And we make this dua for our people in Gaza. While we're sitting, make this dua. صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير." While sitting here, make dua for Gaza. That's why Qunut is very important. Our Shafi'is who are leading the prayer, you have the Qunut, and others also. Ummah is suffering there. Everywhere in the world, especially in Gaza. So I asked Mufti AK Sam, I just phoned him recently. He said, "Of course, how can we not make the qunut? Where's our shame? The ummah is suffering and we just forget it." And most of you are Shafi'i and you're leading the prayer, mashallah. And even us in the Hanafi madhab, in the nawazil of the ummah. So Allah give us tawfiq. Allah help our ummah in this plight. So read the durood as we are reading this for you, right? And we'll translate some of the verses for you. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. لقد كان خير الخلق أبهر طلعة من البدر بل من شمسه هو ألهب جميل المحيا أزهر اللون أبلج بهي بهيج الوجه أبيض مشرب أشم أزج الحاجبين مفلج، تحل الجفون أدعج العين أهدب، مدور وجه أنور متجردا، كأن المها في وجهي ليس تغرب، أسيل خدود أنجل كث لحية، طويل بنان واسع الصدر أشنب، جليل مشاش بادن متماسك، ضليع فم ضخم الكراديس قلب، بعيد الذي بين المناكب واسع، جبينا طليق الوجه ليس يقطب، مرجل شعر جعده رحب راحة، سواء الحشا والصدر عذب مؤدب. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. إذا افتر ريء النور من فيه خارجا، كأن ثناياه برق تلهب، حكى ثغره حب الغمام إذا بدا، ذكي الحجى سبط العظام مطيب، قويم قناة لم يكن مترددا، قصيرا ولا هو الطويل المشذب، ولكن وسيطا ربعة القد طائل، مماشيه ولو إلى الطول ينس، ولو إلى الطول ينسب، طويل سكوت سالم صدره دقي، ومسلبة أقنى وجيه المرحب، وقد وسع الأقوام حلما وبسطة، وصاروا سواء فيه وهو لهم أبو. مهيب إذا لاقيته عن بديهة، ومهما تخالطه فحلو محبب، أشد من العذراء حياء بخدرها، كريم السجايا للردى متجنب، يزول تقلعا ويخطو تكفؤا، ويمشي الهوينا دائم البشر طيب، فدونك من أوصافه الغر جملة، تضمنها نظمي بها الدهر أعذب. أأحمد، يعني يا أحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، الهمزة دي اسمه الخطاب، الهمزة اسمه قريب، this is he feels the closeness, his closeness to the beloved of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أأحمد هذا أحمد متوسلا، بمدحك والأجواد بالمدح تطلب، مدحتك يا خير العباد ولم تكن لمدحي فقيرا، بل أنا المتكسب، لئن كنت ممن يحسن المدح ثم لم أقل فيك مدحا إنني لمخيب، فمدحك بالنظم المجود حوكه، فمدحك بالنظم المجود حوكه، زكاة على أهل القصائد توجب، عليك صلاة الله ثم سلامه، وآلك والأصحاب ما ذر كوكب. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Imagine how amazing when it culminates. He says, how can I have the art of poetry and not praise you? Then I'm definitely a loser. That's why the beautiful poet said, what he said, that actually when I praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's actually the benefit of that praise comes back to us, because Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our praise. So how can we not praise him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And no matter how much we can try and praise him, we can never ever fulfill his haqq, because throughout the Quran Allah's kalam praises him. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. How many times? 323 times more than that Allah addresses him in the Quran. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Imagine Musa عليه السلام said, Oh Allah, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. He He asked Allah. Here Allah says to his beloved, one is asking, the other is directly granting, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكْ. Imagine the difference in maqam. Haven't we done this for you? Haven't we granted you this? Oh Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam said, Allah, you make it easy for me. Allah says to his beloved, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. Hasn't Allah alleviated the burden on your back? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Allah, وَجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Allah, in the forthcoming nations, give me that honor, that praise. Allah says to his beloved, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Haven't we raised you, your mention, your honor? Allah says to his beloved, وَأَلَّا ذُكِرْتُ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Imagine, throughout the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah addresses him more than 1,764 times. Allah addresses his beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ, the best of Allah's creation, the greatest of Allah's creation. أَبْهَى, he was extraordinary. طَلْعَ, in his appearance, even more beautiful than the moon. بَلْ مِنْ شَمْسِهِ هُوَ أَلْهَبُ. Actually, even more beautiful than the than the sun. Even more beautiful than the sun. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equated to be like the sun and like the moon. So why? At times there was Jalal, at times there was Jamal. I don't want to disturb anyone at the back. Somebody is in the ibadat. Don't disturb them. Take it far away. At times there was Jalal, at times there was Jamal. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like the sun. Sometimes he was like the moon. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Allah says, oh my Nabi, we've sent you as shahid, mubashir, nadhir, and we've sent you as da'i to Allah. Explicitly Allah says, with Allah's permission. And we've sent you as sirajan munira. So one is taliyan sirajan munira. Sirajan munira refers to the Quran. Taliyan, you are the reciter of Quran. So Quran is described as sirajan munira. The other is sirajan munira refers to the sun. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described here. The other is sirajan munira refers to the moon. Like mentioned here by Az-Zarruq rahimahullah. And the third meaning of siraj al-munira refers to this lantern, the lamp, the candle. So why like the sun? Indicating to his awe, the awe of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How that lady, or that person who was sitting in front of him, he says, Ur'idtu min al-faraq, I was shaken in awe of him. But when you got close to him, you realize how approachable, how loving, how kind. So he had awe, jalal, and jamal. So jamal is the badr, the quality of jamal. And the quality of jalal is the sun. And these beautiful qualities of the sun, we should learn. As it says so beautifully, that the sun has six qualities. In tabligh, we learn six qualities. So the sun, what's the qualities of the sun? The sun is in movement. So we should learn this quality, to be able to move for Allah, strive for Allah, constantly, as much as possible. And then the sun has equality, equal. The sun doesn't say, I rise in the east and I won't give the people in the west. I rise in America and not in Africa, or vice versa. No, everyone gets. The other is the sun has istiqama. It rose at this morning at 6:01, for example. 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, on this day, it rose exactly the same time. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So istiqama. This is the quality of the sun. We all have to learn this quality. Istiqama. Punctuality. Punctual. And then also the sun has ihraq. It blazes, removes germs. So that's nahi anil munkar. Be able to remove munkar as much as possible. Everywhere in the world,
try and stop wrong. And then imbat, the sun has the quality of uplifting goodness. Imbat is amar bil ma'ruf, enjoining good, uplifting good in people everywhere we go. That's mafatih lil khair. Allah's Nabi made dua for those, wherever they go, they are keys to good. And maghaliq lil shar, locks to evil. And Allah's Nabi said, wail, woe to those, wherever they go, good is taking place, they always try and stop it. Ah, no, 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 stop this. No, good is taking place, encourage it. Sometimes we can't do that good. Make istighfar, but don't stop it. Ask Allah to give us tawfiq to do it, but don't stop any good happening. Maghaliq lishar, mafatih lil khair. And not mafatih lishar, maghaliq lil khair. You understand? And then, Siraj al-Munir. Why is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam equated to a lamp? What's the quality of a lantern? Candle. What does a candle do? One lamp lightens another. With one candle, you put fire into another, isn't it? But you have to bend that candle to reach the other candle. Both has to bend a little. And you make it brightened. So with humility, we have to enlighten each other. You can have a full jug of water. You know a jug of water? Full jug. So you an alim, right? Allah make us all. Now, you want to put water in the cup. How are you going to put water in that cup? The cup can bend how much? If you, as the jug, don't bend, nothing is going to go into that cup. My friend, you are an alim. If you're not going to take it to the people, logo ke paas jana, talab paida karna, go and create the desire for deen in them. They don't have desire for deen. They don't want deen. They don't think deen is my need. We have to go to them and instill them and uplift them and go out of our way for them. Even if you're teaching in maktab and you and I reprimand that child and get very angry with that child, he might say, I'm not going to madrasa anymore. Who's going to lose out? Should we bother? He doesn't come, so what? Should that be our attitude? No, that child will stay at home. His father is not even Muslim. His sister is murtad. His brother is Hindu. The only little bit he gets of deen is when he's with you, brother. So tolerate him. Cry, don't let him go. Go to his father. No, let your son come. No, no, no. But you, the teacher, how are you talking to my child like that? Why are you shouting him? You know what you must do? I'm sorry, respected father. Send your child, please. My friend, we have to save every child. What's out there? LGBT, every sort of filth available. Dawat and Tabligh will teach us this quality. Give of yourself for the people, for the ummah. Nabi Sallallahu's appearance, Jameelul Muhayya, beautiful appearance. Azharul Lawn, bright. Beautiful color, bright, nurani, ablaj, apparent, bulge, beautiful, perfectly big, perfect. Bahi, outstanding, exuberant face, beautiful face. Bahijul waj, abyad, bright, but mixed with reddish brown, mushrab, not just white like paint, but white with a mixture. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashammu, beautifully, moderately large nose. Asham is the nose. Azadjul hajibaini, arched eyebrows. His eyebrows, eyebrows and eyelashes. The eyebrows were arched like a bow. Beautiful. But there's two sahaba who describe this. The sahaba who describe him very quickly, they say there wasn't a gap in between. Makroon. But Hind, who looked properly, because Hind grew up in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Ghairi Qarani. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's eyebrows didn't join. There was a gap. فَهُنَاكَ فِي الصَّحَابَ مَنْ يَقُولُ مَقْرُونَ وَآخَرُونَ يَقُولُ غَيْرِ مَقْرُونَ عَلَى صَحَ أَنَّهُ مَا كَانَ مَقْرُونَ. There was a gap in between. Because Baina, because Hind saw it more clearly. And who did Hind teach this hadith to? هند علم هذا الحديث لمن؟
سيدنا الحسن. بعد ذلك علم سيدنا الحسين.
Because كان هناك بين الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما.
What was it?
Competition. في تعلم الحديث. منافسة. سيدنا الحسن رضي الله عنه قال لأخيه, he said, I learned this hadith. تعال أروي لك. I'll narrate to you. So Hazrat Hussein رضي الله عنه says, yeah, you learned it now. I learned it before you. سيدنا الحسين رضي الله عنه سبقه في هذه المنافسة. الحمد لله. وتعلم منه هذا الحديث وتعلم منه أكثر من أبيه سيدنا أمير المؤمنين علي رضي الله عنه. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a gap year. Mufallaj. Mufallaj means his teeth. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teeth had spaces in between. Kahilul Jufuni. His eyes had natural surma. Ad'ajul Aini. His eyes were black. Ad'aj is the black eye. The black part of the eye was black. The white part was white. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had red lines in the white part. Not in the black part. Right? في البياض من عينه المبارك صلى الله عليه وسلم there was slight lines of red. أهدب. Our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had hair. To have hair. The places of hair he had. Like the hadith of Hazrat Hind describes. Upper shoulder there was hair. Arms there was hair. Back there was hair. But he was full of nur. مدور وجه. His face was slightly roundish. Anwar, very bright, full of nur. How bright? Even if he smiled, you could see the reflection of nur on the wall. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, mutajarridan. And when he removed his garment for wudu, you could see nur came out from him. He was bright and beautiful and light and enlightening. It was like the sun, maha, in this context is sun, was bright, shining from his face. في وجهه ليس تغرب. That's what Hazrat Aisha said. لنا شمس وللآفاق شمس. Isn't it? وشمسنا خير من شمس السماء. فإن الشمس طالع بعد فجر وشمسنا طالع بعد العشاء. He says, we got a sun, the sky has a sun. But our sun is more bright than that one. Because that sun only rises in the morning. But my sun, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at night, he's still radiant and bright. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll just do a few more. His face was smooth. His beard was big. Thick, thick beard. His fingers were perfectly large. And his chest was broad. Ashnabu tawilu bananin. واسع الصدر أشنب. His chest was broad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had a big chest. أشنب. And his teeth was white. So we learn to be clean. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was strong. سواء البطن والصدر. His chest and his stomach was the same level. His stomach didn't protrude. Beautiful, perfect, strong. He was the strongest of Allah's creation. Do you know, there was a man who wrestled our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, will you wrestle me? Because he wanted the people to laugh at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he thought, I'll wrestle him, I'll throw him on the ground, and everyone will laugh at him. Do you think Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took on the challenge?
Yeah.
Oh. What was that Sahabi's name? He wasn't Muslim at the time. Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. Hazrat Rukana ibn Abd Yazid ibn Hashim ابن المطلب. هذا ليس هاشم جد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, هذا هاشم ابن المطلب, هذا هاشم آخر, لكن من إمام الشافعي من نفس السنة. ركانة ابن عبد يزيد ابن هاشم ابن المطلب. هاشم بن مطلب. He's a مطلبي. He gathered his friends having a challenge with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A wrestle. And you know what happened? He charges Allah's Nabi. And he was the strongest wrestler in Arabia. What? The most powerful wrestler in Arabia. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up and put him on the ground. Rukana was never put on the ground in his entire life. ما وضع على الأرض في حياتي قط. أقوى مكة أهل مكة والعرب. ركانة والمشهور عمرو بن عبد ود. وسيدنا أمير المؤمنين علي رضي الله عنه كيف قتل وغلب على عمرو بن عبد ود. قال عبد الحجارة من سفاهة رأيه وعبدت رب محمد بصوابه. So he charges towards Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's beloved puts him on the ground. Rukana couldn't believe it. He was shocked. He said, unbelievable. Then he got up, he charged again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to throw him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up and put him down. Third time he tried. He couldn't believe it. He says, take my goats. I told you if you win, I'll give you the goats. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't want your sheep. I want your hidayat. What is our beloved? What was he prepared to do? ماذا يفعل لهدايتي كل فرد من أمتي. What he was prepared to do for the guidance of one person. You and I, what about us? What are we prepared to do? Are we prepared to inconvenience ourselves for one person's hidayat? كم يتحمل لهداية واحد. And Rukana, alhamdulillah, afterwards got hidayat. Even there was another man, he tried to kill Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sword. مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. Who was that sahabi? Rasulullah said, Allah! And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the sword and said, مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. الآن خاف وتواضع وبدأ يرعش. He started getting shaking, scared. كُنْ خَيْرَ آخِرٍ. Sorry, sorry, you be the better person. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غورة من حارث. ووقع هذه القصة مرتين. والمرة الثانية مع الدعثور. غورة went to the community. He said, I went to kill him صلى الله عليه وسلم. But let me tell you, جئتكم من عند خير الناس. He left the majlis of the Prophet as a da'i. This was the Sahaba. Whoever came in his company, every Sahabi, what? Every Sahabi, Sahabiya, young, old, male, female, every Sahabi was da'i. Radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Rukana became Muslim, his son became Muslim. هو مشهور برواية أحاديث الإمامة. أحاديث الإمامة. Allah give us توفيق. إن شاء الله Allah give us another opportunity. We'll discuss the other abiyat of the same poem. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أخي. يا الله give us, guide us, accept us, make it easy for us يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, help the ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the four corners of the world, wherever this beautiful ummah is suffering, ya Allah, everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, help the ummah of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, preserve Masjid al-Aqsa, the Haramain Sharifain, the ummah of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of anbiya. Ya Allah, his ummah is suffering from all fronts. Ya Allah, help the ummah. The ummah is bleeding. Help the ummah. Aid the ummah. Protect the ummah. Uplift the ummah. Unite the ummah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, everything is in your hands. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Accept us all for your deen, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to unite with each other. Give us tawfiq to return to your deen. Give us tawfiq to be punctual with our amal. Give us tawfiq to change our lives. Ya Allah, we ask you for all good for the entire ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the four corners of the world, especially in Gaza and Palestine and throughout the world. Ya Rabbal Alameen. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Who's going to wear our best clothes inshallah tomorrow? Sunnah clothes inshallah.